the Nicki Rich Show. It's 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 the Nicki Rich Show. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes, the hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Station is, and make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
7:30 to 9:30.
Make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
Radio station on the planet. It is the Nicki Rich Show. We live here tonight. Motivated Mondays. Give me in. To everybody that's tuned in right now, tell your friends, Tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on the hottest radio station on the planet. And to all the first-time listeners, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And just to give you a brief on the Nikki Rich Show, the Nikki Rich Show is a featured radio show on blogtalkradio.com. We are interviewing celebrities, entrepreneurs, fashion stylists, the best fashion stylists, that is, sports, and more. The Nikki Rich Show educates and provides businesses and local artists the opportunity to share their business amongst everyone. And we are a positive platform. This platform is here for everyone, all ages, not limited to. You can tune in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are syndicated on 98 to the Beat. You can hear us on NikkiRichShowBlast.com as well as NikkiRichShow.com and College Underground Radio. And you can log on to College Underground Radio and check us out there. Also, I want to let you know that we are featured. We're a featured show already, but we are featured all coming tonight at 12 a.m. all the way, I would say, for 24 hours on Blog Talk Radio. We will appear on the front page out of 2 million plus radios. We are the top featured. So be sure and check us out tomorrow on the front page of blogtalkradio.com, and you can check it there. And to all the first-time listeners, we do have a chat room that you can go and check out. You go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. We do have our chat room open. And we also can be heard at NikkiRichShow.com. Either one of those websites, you can go there as well. And the Nikki Rich Show is heading back to L.A. this week, so you got to stay tuned. We're going to be live from L.A. And right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And y'all keep it locked. We got a special guest in the building 5 minutes away. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
About Infinite Style, wow. Infinite Style is an online specialty boutique that caters to full-figure women such as myself and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed into making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an Infinite woman? Hers! That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, number 4, letter U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station in the planet. We're getting in Motivated Monday. Shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in right now. We have our special guests in the building. We will be talking with them in just a few. Just so you know, you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, and you can go to our chat room on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And if you go there, we can chop it up in the chat room. And to all the listeners, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And press that one if you would like to talk. And to all the first-time listeners, if you can, refrain from putting your phone on speakerphone. It has a background in the back where it kind of echoes, so refrain from putting your phone on speakerphone when you call in. And right now, before we get to our guest, we're going to go to the Arnett's out of L.A., So
this is my story. So I decided to write you a song. I'm gonna love you forever and dedicate some. I really, really want to show you.
Alright, you're tuned into the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nicky Rich Show, and we have our guest in the building, and I'm excited. First time here on the Nicky Rich Show before the Nicky Rich Show year ends. And you know we only bring on the best here tonight on Motivated Mondays. I do want to tell you a little bit about our guest. We would like to welcome the CEO. Y'all might know her as Miss Erica Alcott. She's the CEO of Peachy Girl as well as Naughty Girl. And we also have along with her Miss Lene. And we have Miss Lene in the building, and she is representing Miss Metro Naughty Girl. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show.
Hello.
Thank you.
How y'all doing?
I'm great.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful as well. Completely blessed and just excited about everything.
Well, we're excited to have you here tonight on Motivated Mondays, and I know you ladies are going to motivate the women out there today.
Without a doubt. That's not even an option.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, first off, Ms. CEO, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit how you came about with Geechee Girl.
Well, Geechee Girl is coming from me being a native of Charleston, South Carolina, and growing up, you can be anywhere in the world, and if you hear someone with a certain accent, you will turn around and say, where are you from? And they'll say, Charleston, South Carolina. You know, in certain areas of the country that you automatically recognize that accent. And I know growing up, I fell right in the middle. Either I was not Geechee enough for some people, mm-hmm. or I was too Geechee for others, so I would keep my mouth closed. And, you know, that's unfortunate, especially for a young child. You know, you're holding back from being heard. So as I grew older, I said, you know what, it's time. It's time to, you know, have pride in who I am and my heritage, such a rich heritage. And from there on out, Geechee Girl was born on the living room floor of my apartment when I was living in Atlanta. And just from there, just motivating people to listen, open up your mouth, close mouth, don't get fed. Say your dreams, speak it into reality, and then put some action behind it, whether it be being a blessing to someone else or being a blessing to another corporation or whatever it is. We're blessed to be able to bless other people. You don't get blessed to hoard it all to yourself. That's nonsense. So from there, you know, just whatever I could do and whoever wanted to come along and help me help other people, that's how Geechee Girl got the momentum started, and we've been putting children in school. We've been sending them to other countries for learning experiences. We've been feeding the homeless, getting toiletry items, and not just during the holiday season, but all year long. So 2012 is that year that we planted so many seeds through the 40-40 celebration series, where I celebrated my 40th birthday, and I did it by doing 40 public service events to give back, because I'm just so grateful to be here.
Now, doesn't it feel good to give back?
Man, let me tell you, if you could bottle up that doggone feeling and sell it, you'd be Nicky Rich Rich. I'm just saying, it's just a fantastic feeling.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead and tell everybody that might not know about Geechee Girl or Naughty Girl. What is the mission behind Geechee Girl and Naughty Girl?
The mission behind it is to recognize the fact that as long as you have breath in your body, you are able to help someone else. We shouldn't wait until we're in a certain situation to say, okay, this needs to be done. You know, unfortunately, some of us wait until tragedy happens to bring awareness to something. But we shouldn't wait until then. We shouldn't be so reactive. We should be proactive. And a lot of things would change. So what I've done every year, I would do a calendar. This calendar would focus on, quote-unquote, ordinary women who do extraordinary things.
Okay.
That way, when people would see the calendar on the wall, it didn't have to be, you know, somebody that you see all the time in the media, but just somebody who you would run into at the grocery store or live next door to you, and just be motivated every day to say, you know what, I got breath in my body. That means I have an opportunity to change things around me. So it went from the first calendar to the second calendar, and now we're on the third calendar, which is the Naughty Girl calendar, and that's featuring women with natural hair. Now, understand, I'm not one of the vigilante natural hair divas, bellas that, you know, say, oh, you better not perm your hair. To me, it's a personal choice. And sometimes the situation happens to be you don't have a choice. And that was the inspiration behind Naughty Girl. One of my line sisters, yes, I had to put that in there. One of my line sisters, on her Facebook account, she posted a picture of her daughter, Lauren, and she had this gorgeous smile on her face and a tiara on her head. And she had just lost all of her hair due to some of the treatment from having sickle cell. And just a glowing personality coming through that picture. And here it is. She didn't make a choice to transition to natural or to, you know, perm her hair or anything like that. She had no hair. And it just spoke volumes to me that so many of us are, you know, focusing on the wrong things, that here it is, a child can sit here and be seen with her glorious smile with no hair and loving life. And I wanted to make sure that I sent that message along with the fact that she's fighting sickle cell and has won because her little brother CJ was the match for her to receive the bone marrow donation. So with the calendar launch parties, what I wanted to do was go around to each city, and I started with Columbia, and that's how I met the beautiful Miss Lene, to recognize natural women in their community who are doing things in the community, and that way we could also spread the word about, you know, bone marrow is actually the cure, and we have to stress the word, the cure for sickle cell, leukemia, and other illnesses. And when I share that information with people, they look at me like, for real? I'm like, yeah, it's the cure. People are aware of bone marrow donation, but they don't know the effect that it's actually eliminating. We're walking around with the cure, and we're not paying attention to it. So with every launch party, Be the Match, that organization will be on site with information as well as swab kits for people who are interested in being a bone marrow donor. So we can just go ahead and do what we need to do. You know, so that's how the calendar came about. It's in her honor. A portion of the proceeds will go and help Be the Match, because every person that signs up to be a donor, it takes $100 just to register them. So it's almost like a double-edged sword to where, you know, you find somebody being a donor, but now we've created a bill, you know. So whatever I can do, you know, I don't have much, but I got more than what, you know, most people who don't have anything at all have. So I'm grateful for it. Anything that I can do to help be a part of the solution. And it's also a celebration of natural beauty. Just celebrating you. Stop stressing. Just, you know, leave all of that stuff. Everything that we tend to worry about, 99.9% of it don't even exist. So how about we just take the time that we do have and focus on the things that we can do? You know, don't get me to preaching up in here, Motivated Monday. You should have never done it.
And I hear that Geechee girl coming out, too. I hear it.
Yeah,
I think it's so amazing. I think it's amazing, amazing project that you're working on. I know that you have worked with several different charities, and I think that is awesome. And just, I would say, gathering people along the way as you helping others, that's what I commend you for, too. And I also want to know, now, if it's anybody out there that's tuned in and listening right now, if they wanted to be a part of your organization, what would they need to do to contact you or get in touch with you?
Well, Nikki, I'm so glad you asked that question because on the 17th, of this month, we'll be starting our, what I like to call our calendar launch party tour, because we're going to hit up several cities. We're going to do Charlotte first, and then we're going to Columbia so that everybody can meet Miss Lene. Once again, we had a Naughty Girl mixer there, and it was fabulous, all the love that came out to support her. It was really to celebrate her and put you know, spotlight on her. But this time around, we're going to put the spotlight on her and be the match and get everybody there. And then we'll be in Charleston, and we'll be in the DMV area during inauguration. So we want to send this special invitation to the Obama family to come on out. They can get hold of the info. You know what I'm saying? You can get all the information if you follow me on Twitter at GeechyGirlTM, as in trademark, hint, hint. It's GeechyGurl, the letters TM, right behind that. And follow at Naughty Girl ATL, KnottyGurlATL. If you go to either website, geechygirl.org or naughtygirl.com, naughtygirl.com has the calendar that shows you the different dates that are pretty much verified and booked solid so far. And we are actually looking for salons to be venue sponsors, because while we're bringing attention to the platform of being the match, we want to also showcase and spotlight the salons that believe in giving back, you know, because let's just be honest, a nonprofit organization, keyword, no profit. I'd sell chicken plates and pound cakes and everything else. Anybody will tell you that knows me to put gas in my car to get to these venues because they need to be done. As long as I have faith of a mustard seed, God got it. So, you know, we're looking for people to step up and donate. Go to the website, geechygirl.org, and go ahead and donate a tank of gas. We're looking for, you know, people to come in and be vendors. Spotlight your business that you do. If you make jewelry, if you crochet, if you sell coffee, candy, whatever it is, come and be a vendor at one of the launch parties. You never know who may show up. And just you wanting to spotlight your business is helping us to raise money. You know, so all of that information is on the website. I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know, we're inviting Nikki Rich to come on out to the Charlotte launch party and broadcast her next Motivated Monday from there as well. We're just putting that out there. We have some bloggers on board to do ticket giveaways. We have Natural High in Charlotte. We have 123 Nikechi in Columbia. And we have Onika and True Chat Online in the ATL. We're looking for bloggers in all of these cities to help us get this word out. Not only is that showcasing you, but it's showcasing Naughty Girl, Geechy Girl, and Be The Match. We all have to work together to get to a common goal. I mean, it worked to get us off the plantation, so I think it pretty much will work if we just go back to that mentality of helping each other without looking for something immediately in return. I think we might be all right.
I agree. Well, we're just so glad to have you and Miss Lene Robinson Bryant in the house, and I'm excited to have Miss Lene here because Miss Lene is one of my relatives, and it's awesome, you know, to have your family on. So shout out to her.
And she's just a giggler. I want her to share with you all the things that she was saying at the Naughty Girl Mixer, because and what she does in the community, because people need to understand it's not just about who may have the flyest pair of earrings with the hottest twist out, but people who, you know, we're making giving back sexy, not just seasonal. So, you know, make her, get your cousin Nikki, get her.
Now, Miss Lene, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Lene Robinson Bryant, and Mrs. Nikki Rich is one of my favorite little cousins. And, you know, I've always liked to give back. That's just me. That's just who I am. Erica, just doing this Naughty Girl has really opened things up for me. You know, sometimes people think you want to, you know, it's about the spotlight. But, no, it's about just things that you really don't even know about yourself. And when you win something, you say, oh, really, that's me? You know, but, I really, really enjoy doing the Naughty Girl thing. When I signed up for it on Facebook, I was sitting at my cubicle, and the girl next to me was like, go ahead and sign up for it. go ahead. You know, and then I wrote down what I'd done and things in the community. You know, we feed the homeless with my church. We go out and we minister to other people, and we have this kind of like a store in the church where people can come and get clothes, used clothes, and they can come and get food that they need, a food pantry. So those things like that are very important to me, because growing up as a child, you know, sometimes you didn't have those things that other people have, and somebody helped you.
Right. Exactly. I agree. I so highly agree. And we need that, and we need people to get more involved in a community, because more and more people right now are losing jobs or having health problems, or some can't even go to the doctor. You know, it's so much and such a bit of a need out there in the community. And if everybody worked together, helping each other, then,
yeah,
you know, that's the key right there. You got to help each other. It's very important. You got to work together as well.
Right, right. And that's something that I think once a person, just like Lynae said, as soon as you give back in a way that you're, like a bigger way than what you normally do, it shows you something about yourself, and you're addicted to it because it's such an adrenaline rush, endorphins go
mm-hmm.
off. I mean, it's a physical reaction that you have to it. And, you know, being a former public school teacher, I actually left my teaching job, guaranteed direct deposit. I left my job to do this full time, to step out on faith. I left the teaching job because, you know, it was an integrity issue and I wasn't going to co-sign onto it, but that's a whole other talk show. You can call me back for that one. But I just wanted to make sure that I was walking in my purpose, and teaching my kids, my students, was something that gave me a joy every day, and I wanted to kick it up
exactly.
another notch, because if it was working in those four walls, then that means it needed to go to the four corners of this earth to help our youth, help our seniors, help our families. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people look at my class as the quote-unquote home ec class. You know, oh, you learn how to sew on a button, you learn how to bake some cookies. No, I actually learned how
oh, yeah.
to be a decision maker. I learned how
mm-hmm.
to problem solve and everything else like that. It's just something that has to be taught. So, you know, I have the education background. I'm learning this nonprofit, you know, process and procedure. And huge shout out to my board of directors for being so patient with me. And also to my mother, who, when I called right before the show, I said, "What you doing?" She said, "Oh, I'm waiting for the show to come." I said, "All right, that's my girl, that's my girl." And just praying with me to make sure that everything that was said was a true reflection of the person, you know, God intended all of us to be, and to make sure that the message was had gotten across clearly. So, you know, just really working together with people at my home church, the Value Drive Church of Christ, and West End Church of Christ, and Sugar Creek Church of Christ. I mean, it's so much. It's so powerful when one person comes together with another person. The power of one person is just phenomenal. So anybody that's listening out there and want to find out what their purpose is, email us. You know, get on the Twitter page and tweet us. I know what it feels like to be confused and be like, "What? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do?" Well, let's figure that out together. And while we're figuring it out, you know, let's go ahead and grab that extra bar of soap. Let's go ahead and grab that extra toothbrush and the bottle of lotion and everything else that a person may need. Let's grab that extra blanket. Let's put, you know, an extra few bottles of water in our car. And when we get to a stoplight, you know, you might not have money to give, but you can give, you know, a fresh bottle of water. One simple thing. It really is that simple. Everything is
it
just
is.
That
it
simple.
Is.
So,
it
yeah,
really
I,
is.
I'm
and
just excited
I love that you're talking about your purpose, because I feel that, you know, in knowing your purpose, you have to know who you are. You have
yeah.
to be real with yourself And like you are real with yourself, and I mean, you will know. You once you find out who you are and knowing yourself for real, nobody, you know, not your friends, not trying to be like your friends, then you will understand and know your purpose and pray about it. You know, put God first and pray about it. That's the key. You know,
that's
having
it.
That spiritual connection. But the point is, you have to know who you are, and not what your friends doing, and not what your cousins and whoever else. You know,
it's unreal, and I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I'm just so sure of who I am. There have been plenty nights where, you know, boo-hoo crying, sinuses draining, everything just toe up in the middle of the floor, not knowing, I'm like, did I do the right thing? But if you have found your purpose, it won't let you sleep until you pay attention to it. And I'm telling you that from personal experience, because there have been several people who tried to tell me, you know, Erica, just go ahead and put this on the back burner and you know, go back to teaching so you can. And I would even try. I even had interviews and callbacks. And it just wasn't in the cards, because I don't think there's ever been a job that I interviewed for and did not get. The God be the glory for that. But those jobs that I interviewed for, I didn't get. I said, this right here, I'm supposed to be right here. And all of this stuff is not going to kill me. It's going to be uncomfortable for a long while, but it's all going to pay off. And I just know that every seed that we plant is going to harvest into something just phenomenal. You know, you don't get into this type of stuff for fame and fortune. You just don't. You know, if that comes, then that's a blessing, and that allows you to do more for the next person. So, you know, no, I won't turn down a donation because gas is high. But I'm trying to tell you, it all goes for that cause of building up individuals, which has a direct effect on families and communities. It's a chain reaction. So whatever I can do to make that chain reaction go, we're looking for it. We're looking for it. So,
well,
any,
I do
want to
let the listeners, I do want to let the listeners know that are tuned in. We do have our chat room open. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Again, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press 1. That will let us know you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. And we have the lovely ladies of Geeky Girl and Naughty Girl in the house. And ladies, we're going to go to the phone lines. Y'all ready?
Oh, let me pray right quick. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I see we got 864-245 on the line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 864-245, you on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. I think we got somebody. We'll get back with them. I do also want to let you guys know that after the show, the Nikki Rich Show will be available on podcast, this episode here on podcast. So you can go and download this episode on iTunes for free. It doesn't cost a thing. You know, when you're working out or when you're walking, you can go and listen to this exact episode tomorrow or after the show on podcast. And so you know the Nikki Rich Show is a featured radio show, and we're featured tomorrow for the next 24 hours on Blog Talk Radio on the front page. So you got to check it out there, too.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. And you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. We'll be displaying and featuring Naughty Girl, the CEO, as well as Miss Lene on the site as well, along with our other past guests on NikkiRichShow.com. You can also go there and listen to. All right?
Nice.
And now, in case anybody wanted to follow you on any social site, where should they go to?
On Facebook, we are Geechee Girl. We have a Facebook fan page, of course, facebook.com/GEECHIEGURL. We also have a Facebook fan page for Naughty Girl, which is KNOTTYGURLATL, because I tear up I-85 going back and forth from Charlotte to Atlanta to Charleston and Columbia and everywhere, and it's a ball. Follow us on Twitter, Geechee Girl TM. Follow us on Twitter for Naughty Girl as well, Naughty Girl ATL. We're there. If you wanting to be a vendor and spotlight your business, we have some openings. We really have some openings. And the first person that even before we even said we were coming to her city, Miss LaQuetta Denise Brown, I just have to say that she will support every single thing. We could be in the middle of a cornfield selling corn, and she will say, okay, what you need me to do, you need me to be a vendor, and she always supports, and she does Blue Violet jewelry as well as Leah Smith with Beautiful Designs. It's just fantastic to be able to have people who, you know, you have their trust, and they know that, you know, you respect that, and they will sign on to anything that you do that's going to be helping the community. And like we say in Charleston, we're doing them for the churn. We're doing them for the churn. We say in Charleston. So,
ladies, we still have some more callers, and I do want to let the callers know that if you press 1, that let us know that you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. And right now we're going to go back to the phone line, so don't be shy. We're going to go to 770-222. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Silas calling from ATL. Want to give a shout-out to you, Nikki. And what's up, Geechee Girl,
hey.
My cousin Geechee Girl?
Let me tell you, this is the baddest man with the camera in his hand, Silas Photography Group. He helped us put this calendar together. And he, not only is he the photographer, but he gives back as well. Oh, my goodness. Don't let me take over what you need to say. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say I'm a Naughty Girl lover, and I support the whole Naughty Girl movement. And, you know, I'm just proud of you, Erica, for doing big things. And like I said before, when I gave you some love on Facebook, just all the organizations that you support. You know, I was, you know, when I first met you, you was doing your 40-40 celebrations, and you completed that. Everything that you set out to do, you basically completed that. And I'm just happy to be a part of the whole Naughty Girl, Geechee Girl family.
And I tell you, we call ourselves cousins, because when we first met on Twitter, it was like, really, we didn't know each other from a can of paint. And it was Twitter. And we just went back and forth. And, you know, I said, you know what? Let's have lunch, let's chit-chat and see, you know, what we can do together. And I told him up front, you know, what I expected from anybody who wanted to be a part, and also what they could expect from me, and because I want to be transparent and no misunderstandings. And he said, you know what, I'm on board. And ever since, I mean, that was, what, January 2012?
Yeah,
yeah. It is December, and we're still on speaking time, so that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, so that's yeah, so please make sure you follow him on Twitter, Silas Photo Group.
Yeah,
yes,
Silas
and
Photo
that's
Group,
the other thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Silas Photo Group on Twitter. SilasPhotographyGroup.com is the website, and Silas Photography Group is the Facebook, my fan page. Definitely go and like my site, Silas Photography Group. And Geechee Girl, 2013 is going to be better than 2012.
Yeah, and then 2014 is already en route to the table. So
That's what I'm talking about.
Is something, and Lene will be in that calendar. I told her she didn't have a choice. So
okay, that's a great thing. I'm looking forward to shooting you. I'm looking forward
thank
to
you.
All the great things up and coming with Geechee Girl, Naughty Girl, and this whole movement. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and showing love and support.
Oh, definitely. And I went on and I did like your page.
Oh yeah.
So that's a great thing.
Thank you so much.
All right. So I will talk to you, Geechee Girl, and thank you very much, Nikki, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you so
bye-bye.
Much. And thank you. And to all the listeners, you can go like my Facebook page, and you can go to facebook.com/Nikki Rich Show. We'll give you all the information about our guest, like tonight's guest, and all the information in regards to the Nikki Rich Show, and it'll keep you updated on the Nikki Rich Show. I see we want to go to a 302-287. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
It's Dupree Chaman, CEO of Social Therapy Magazine. How you feeling, Nikki?
I'm good. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Absolutely, you know. Well, right now I'm at this, appreciation party in Yola, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So I just wanted to call in. It's getting packed. A lot of celebrities, everybody going to be in here. I just wanted to call and give you a shout-out and stuff and show you love. You know, I'm always working. I'm always doing stuff. And they call Pre-Shot Man, a.k.a. Mr. Grind all day. Hey, so you know, just always working. So I just wanted to call and always, you know, support you and just salute you and just always, you know, got my support.
Amazing, and I thank you for calling in and showing love. We have our special guest. I know you've been listening in. We have our special guest, the CEO, Miss Erica Alcox, and we also have Miss Lene on. So the Gitchy Girl and Naughty Girl, and we just thank you so much for showing love.
Oh, shout out to them, the Gitchy Girl, Naughty Girl. Shout out to them.
Shout out to you too. We're trying to come to Philly too. We need to have a launch party in Philly.
Oh yeah,
I'm everywhere. I'm in Jersey. I'm in Delaware. I'm in Philly. You know, I'm everywhere. So you know, I'm trying to be worldwide like my girl Nikki Rich. Hey, you know.
Okay.
So I just so you know, I definitely want to support y'all. You know, you can follow us at Twitter on Social Therapy #1. Follow us there. Social Therapy is the #1, so, you know, I'll definitely be supporting y'all ladies, and, you know, I'll definitely be following.
All right.
And y'all
we'll
ladies
follow back.
Network, too. Social Therapy Magazine definitely want to network.
I'm going to be looking for it.
Social Therapy, everybody needs Social Therapy in their lives, you know. The time is right, the wine's right, hey. So, you know,
thank you.
Want to just come out there and show support. Y'all ladies have a good night, and Nikki Rich, you know, you also have a good night as well. Keep doing it.
Thank
keep
you
keep
so
the
much.
You're quite welcome.
We took it all the way up north. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That network. So definitely follow Social Therapy Magazine. Shout out to them doing big, big things. We also want to let everybody know it's all about the networking. Networking, mm-hmm. If somebody calling in, you know, get that information, write it down, network with them, because your network is your net worth. That's the important thing. You never know who can help. You can help each other. You just never know.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. And, guys, I'm just so excited that y'all come on tonight because it's an amazing show tonight. It's Motivated Mondays, and all of my guests tonight are from South Carolina, so that's what I'm loving.
That's how we do with the dirty in the chest town. That's what's up. Hoo-hoo to all my Geechies out there.
Yes,
and definitely.
And y'all got to stay tuned in because we got Robbie the Elf coming up next, and he is representing out of Greenville, South Carolina. And he is that Christmas crunk elf. So he's the #1 ranked Christmas crunk elf in South Carolina.
Oh, I saw him tweet, and I cannot wait.
Yes. And so to all the listeners tuned in right now, we are with the CEO, Ms. Erica Alcox of Geechy Girl and Naughty Girl, and we have Ms. Lene Robinson Bryant representing the Metro Naughty Girl, Miss Naughty Girl. Yeah. And we're just so excited about it. And I see we have 256. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tommy Toombs.
Hey, Tommy
Toombs.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Now tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Florence, Alabama. Florence, Alabama.
Alabama
country
in the building.
That's right. Yeah, dirty, dirty once again. You know. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm calling them to let you know. Hey, look, I'm following you. I'm checking out what you're doing. I mean, your movement is just like amazing. I mean, and I really feel what you're about. I'm a singer songwriter, vocal producer. I work for KT Mac Productions out of Atlanta,
okay.
Georgia. And we have a lot of things jumping off with KT Mac Productions. But I just want to show my love, and, you know, I've been following you, and, I mean, you're just an amazing lady, and I'm feeling your vibe, and, you know, I'm praying for you. Keep going.
Well, we just thank you so much, Tommy Tunes, for calling in all the way from Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, we do it big here.
Yes, now,
how far away from Atlanta?
Yeah. I'm 2 hours away from Atlanta.
Okay, so when we have our calendar launch party down there, you do know that we'll have an open mic for people who are coming in and, you know, making that donation for the ticket to come in. And we want to be able to showcase people who have a talent, whether it be spoken word, whether it be singing, whether it be, you know, just whatever it is, you know, playing live music. We want to showcase that and really have that type of atmosphere. So we have an open mic at our calendar launch party. So are we going to see Tommy Tunes at the launch party?
For sure. For sure. I will be in the place to be. I'm going to tell you something. You can check me also on KT Mac Production.com. One of my hot singles, Bring It Home. That's my hot single that's on KT Mac, independent company. But we're doing big things. We got some soundtrack stuff going on right now. I'm not going to say the name right now because I'm not at liberty to give the name out. But it's on Lionsgate Films. Lionsgate Films. Check this out.
Okay.
Tommy Tunes is doing his thing. He's doing his thing. But I will be there.
We hope y'all can make that connection, that network,
you
know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, most definitely. Yes, most definitely. And thank you
so much. Now, go ahead and give out your Twitter or Facebook if you have it real quickly.
Okay, that's @music, capital M, lowercase, U-Z-I-K, capital M, lowercase, A-N, 64, @musicman64. That's my Twitter, and you can hit me up, and we can chop it up. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm placing songs. I'm looking for different artists who might be interested in what I do, singing, songwriting, and vocal production.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be following Nikki Rich and Naughty Girl and Geechee Girl and tweet, so I can tweet you back and then follow you back, because that's what it is.
Gotcha.
We got to meet each other halfway.
Understood, sweetie. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you for calling in all the way from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama is in the house. Wow. It's so amazing. So many callers calling in. Thank you for showing so much love. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And
yeah,
we're just grateful that you ladies are on tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful. This networking, you never know until you open your mouth. That's actually how I met Vanessa Williams. I would be so wrong if I talked about all of this and did not mention Miss Vanessa Williams, who was on the TV production of Soul Food. She is Miss May in our calendar. And I met her on Twitter, just being myself and tweeting. And she tweeted me back, and I said, are you stalking me? And we just laughed, and from there it evolved into, you know, her understanding what Geechee Girl Incorporated was about. She loved the vision. She loved the movement. I gave her a calendar, of course, because I'm not crazy. If you got somebody paying attention, that's when you plant the seed. And I gave her and the stage manager a calendar, and she said, this is phenomenal. She said, how do I get into the next calendar? I said, well, what you mean how you get into it? You already in it just because you said it. Okay, what I need to do? She said, how many pitches do you need, 12? I said, well, now, wait a minute. I know you, Vanessa Williams, and you fly, but I got to put some other people in the calendar, too. But, you know, just laughing back and forth, and she really signed on to endorse, you know, what we stand for. And I am so grateful to her for treating me like family and being such a sweetheart, and even, you know, taking in my son, Nicholas, who was listening to the show on in the other room. But she just really took us in and believes in what we're doing. She encourages me when sometimes I may second guess myself, and she's so supportive. So I really, really want to send so much love to her for being inside of this calendar. Oh, my goodness, it's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. So I thank her so much.
And congratulations on that. I tell people social networking, it truly is amazing. It's amazing. It's a tool that I love. I meet a lot of people daily. So, you know, I tell people you got to be up with the times. You got to be up with the times.
You have
get,
to.
You have get
to.
That networking on, you know, especially if you have a business.
That's it. Would you mind doing a ticket giveaway for the Charlotte launch party on next Monday?
Well, we can do that.
Okay, so we have a ticket that's up for grabs for next week, Monday. It's going to be at the Wineup. And I figure the way to know that if people are really, really serious about supporting this movement is if they are going to go to naughtygirl.com and you will see a calendar of events. And if you click on the 17th, it'll pull up the details for Charlotte. And there's an option to tweet about it. And if you do that and you tag Miss Nikki Rich, you tag Naughty Girl and Geechee Girl, then we're going to pick a winner from the people who do that. So go to naughtygirl.com, click on December 17th. The details will come up, and you will see an option to tweet the event, and a link will come up. And make sure that you tag Miss Nikki Rich, Naughty Girl, and Geechee Girl. Now, I know you only got 140 characters. That's where you got to get creative. So, and we'll pick a winner from there, and we'll post it on the Nikki Rich Show page. Can we do that as well as Geechee Girl and Naughty Girl?
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, do you ladies have any last words for tonight?
I just want to thank Erica for just going after her purpose and fulfilling it, because if it was not for her having the Naughty Girl and the Geechee Girl, Miss Metro Naughty Girl would not even exist. So I really appreciate you going after your vision and just being a visionary and getting out there and just doing your purpose. I really appreciate you doing that.
You see how she's trying to make me cry in front of all these people. You see that, right?
Because, you know, when people do that, you know, because me, I've always wanted to be a plus-size model, but this has opened up so I could really see myself in a photogenic way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I won, I was like, oh, man. So if I can win with Naughty Girl, I'm just saying what else I can do.
Exactly.
So she opened the door for me.
You're winning right now. You are winning.
Yes, so I just want to thank you, Miss Nikki Rich, for having us on there and for you just doing what you do, because, I mean, I am so proud of you. You just don't know how I am so proud of you. And you continue on doing what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm just truly blessed, and it's not about me, because this platform here, it's all about you guys, and it's about getting the word out, and I'm truly blessed because God is using me. He's using me, and it's so many amazing people I'm meeting along the way, and that's what I love. That's the key right there, just meeting and networking and just growing and building with everybody.
I know I do. I want to thank Lene for, you know, just following through with that feeling that maybe I should, you know, respond. Because had nobody responded, then, you know, none of this can happen without people supporting what, you know, I come up with 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when I should be sleeping,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I thank her for believing in it and bringing all of her loved ones to that mixer, because that was my gauge to see if I was on the right track. And it was such a beautiful night. I didn't even dress up because I was so busy making sure things were right. And everybody was there. And I didn't even care that I had on jeans and tennis shoes and you know, but it was just right. And I thank her for letting me know I was on the right track. And Nikki Rich, let me tell you, honey, I don't know if you just got an extra set of hands or you got a computer lab in your house or what is going on, but your grind is phenomenal. I'm like, she tweeting before the first tweet. Get out, there's another tweet. What's going on? And you know, it makes me step my game up, you know, because it's very easy to get discouraged, especially when you have, you know, people not responding sometimes or ticket sales not going as quickly as you would like or you know, exactly. There's all kind of reasons why you could get discouraged. But then when you see somebody else not giving up, that helps you to keep chugging along. So I thank you for being determined to make your dream come true, because one mistake that I saw somebody talk about is that when people continuously call you strong and ambitious, they sometimes tend to call just to see how you're doing and how you're feeling and if you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, that's true. Because, you know, we get discouraged too, but, you know, to God be the glory for having that angel come along and
keep that motivation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you that's just so important. Yeah, so I want to thank you and Lene and also Miss Regina with Scott Grand in Charleston, South Carolina, because she got my tears and my sinuses on Saturday to really keep me going, because there are some rough days. So I just want to encourage everybody to continuously walk in their purpose. Your walk
mm-hmm.
with God is your walk, not nobody else's. So the vision that you have, if somebody else can't see it, don't worry about it. That's your prescription for your glasses, for your vision that you have. Nobody else can wear your glasses. Keep on walking. Keep on doing it. Don't give up. Stay in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we just thank you, ladies, for coming through tonight. And what I always ask that, you know, that you come back and check out the Nikki Rich Show Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this will not be the first time or the last time that you will be on the Nikki Rich Show. And you can hear the show as many times as you want. You can listen to it. We're going to be promoting it. We promote the show from last year all the way from the beginning, so you know how I do. consistently just put it out there, and we want to do it, you know, and give everybody the tools they need in order to be successful. And like you're doing with Geeky Girl and Naughty Girl, because it's so much out here and many ways that we can help one another, and we want to continue to do that and grow at the same time, because like you say, it's not easy, but we're going to continue to grow and build and expand and just make it happen.
Yes, let's do it.
Well, we thank you, ladies, and I always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners that tune in right now. Coming up, we have our next guest, and it is Robbie the Elf. He will be in the house representing Greenville, South Carolina, number one ranked punk elf. And it's amazing. Everybody on Motivated Mondays, I'm telling you, it's amazing night tonight. And we're going to learn about Robbie the Elf and his mission and how he also works in the community as well. So, you gotta stay tuned for the hottest
the Nicky Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nicky been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and because she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get
Nicky Rich.
So now it's time to the hottest, hottest show, show on the internet. The Nicky Rich Show.
All right, you're listening to the Nicky Rich Show. Get up for our next guest. And I do want to tell you, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicky Rich. That's spelled at MSNIKKIRICH. Again, that's at MSNIKKIRICH. You can also follow the Nicky Rich Show official Twitter as well, at Nicky R Show. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take it all the way to L.A., Miss Egypt, and that's Egypt Music. They're ready.
Here we go again, looking like you're mad at me again. Did you have fun?
So get in the car.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. How's everybody else having it? I heard you was under the weather. How you?
We just been waiting on the F to come through.
Oh, I'm bringing bling. I'm bringing bling.
I know that's right. Now, Mr. Robbie the F, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you. And where you're from?
Well, I was born half elf on my mama's side, raised in an elf colony called the North Side, located on the north side of the south side of Michigan. But see, after I saved the holidays myself, Santa called me into his office and wanted to see what kind of impact I could have through my music. So here, since then, I've been out here beating the streets, grinding and just trying to pump up Christmas crawl. But nobody's going to give an elf a record deal just because he knows Santa. So it gets a little rough sometimes.
Now, I know you say you're out in the streets. Where are you based out of?
Well, I was born and raised in Michigan, and then I went to school there, and I spent time at the North Pole. But after that, lately in the last few years, I've been in upstate South Carolina. I've been recording music here. For a few reasons, it's between Charlotte and Atlanta, and Santa has a house near here, and it's just a good little place and kind of cool here.
It is. Now, I know the weather is kind of funny in South Carolina. It's hot, cold. How do you think Santa feels about that?
About the what?
The weather.
Well, personally, now, I don't know about him, but personally, I really like it. I don't like it that cold because at the North Pole, you got to understand, it's only daylight 3 months out of the year, and then the rest of 9 months is dark. And it's about 40 degrees, minus 40 degrees about right now up there, and it's real cold and windy. So, I mean, I don't miss the cold. This is nothing. I don't miss the cold. I like it here. It's a lot better.
Well, Now, tell us, how did you get involved in the crunk music, the crunk Christmas? Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that.
Well, I've always enjoyed different genres of music myself and putting together different things. I grew up listening to different rap style and hip-hop and R&B and rock and together and always been rapping myself. So after doing the holidays again, you got to listen to a song called Almost Twas the Night, and it talks about me saving the holidays. And after doing that, Santa said, well, you've done everything an elf can do. You saved the holidays. So let's just see what you can do out there in the people world. And being half elf, he said that, you know, I could probably just blend in anyway. So it's a little bit culture difference. It's a culture shock. But as far as a lot of other things, they're similar. I mean, we have our own Taco Bell, but as far as people don't involve themselves in the teamwork as much as elves do. Elves involve themselves more in teamwork.
So it's a lot of teamwork.
Right, right. If an elf sees something needs to be swept up, they don't blame whoever didn't do it. They just get it done. And that way everything gets a little bit done, a little bit better, and a little quicker, and who cares who didn't, whatever, just get it done.
Now, Robbie the Elf, I see you out there in the streets, and are you out there in the community as well?
Oh, I'm in the upstate of South Carolina community. I have a song called The Meaning of Christmas, which benefits JacoraVoices.org. Now, they're a Greenville, South Carolina children's charity that takes kids and teaches them to sing, and they have to be talented enough to make the roster. But once they do that, they don't need to just teach them and help them in singing, but they teach them to be responsible adults. And this song helps their scholarship program and helps them go to into college.
That is amazing. That's amazing. It's Motivated Mondays here tonight, and I'm just so motivated right now. Just listening to you is amazing. That's really awesome. And speaking of the meaning of Christmas, we do have that. Would you like to go ahead and say world premiere it here first on the Nicki Rich Show?
Sure.
Well, go ahead and introduce it to us, Robbie the F.
We're going to introduce the meaning of Christmas?
Yes, go ahead and introduce it. World premiere.
Okay, well, this is the meaning of Christmas, and this is what the Christmas means to me.
Yeah, this is the meaning of Christmas, or at least what it means to me. It's not about presents. It's all about heart. Christmas is about giving. It's not just for children. Let's set aside all our differences and then we'll start a new beginning. Bringing folks close, that's what this means to me. But not everybody's got a family. We all deck the halls and put up a tree. People still need food and to make ends meet. For only one day, it might not be forever. We can get the whole world just to come together. We could share love, peace, and harmony. No fighting over beliefs or nationality. There's people close by who's in need. A homeless man or the kid just down the street. Now it may be toys for that little kid, but there may be more to it. I insist, there's gonna be some times life can be hard. Might be trying times like it's falling apart. I'm asking please reach out and touch just one. A mother, brother, father, daughter, someone. Come on, y'all. Feel the real spirit. My man. True logic.
People too worried about making a gift list. They forget all about the true meaning of Christmas. It ain't about how much you get or what you spend. It's about lending the helping hand to those who really need it. Down on themselves, feeling defeated. When you're enjoying your family, sitting down eating. Remember the people that don't have a table to eat at. A warm house, a place to sleep. Clean clothes and shoes for their feet. Don't turn your back on them, cause you will be judged for it. Whatever you got. got now could be gone in a moment. Rich or poor, we all got children. Uplift them if it's just for that day. It might affect the way they think. When you feel good inside, that's what brings change. It's all about the love. You can learn a lot from the child. Best feeling in the world is to know you care about. Your heart, no one can see it, only you. But instead of going out and seeing what you can spend on coworkers, family, and friends, why not find a stranger? Or it could be someone you know, somebody less fortunate. People need love and shouldn't be alone.
Christmas is forgiving, not just toys for children.
For children, and this is what Christmas. Let's set aside our difference, and this is what Christmas means to me.
All right, you're back at the Nicki Rich Show. We live in the house tonight, Robbie the Elf, and that's the meaning of Christmas.
That's right. That's right. That's what at least what it means to me. And we made the song because we were trying to see what the meaning was and see if we could at least show and inspire some other people to maybe help other people think about things. And if your people don't like Christmas and sometimes they could be sad or lonely at the holidays and they get a little scroogey, but you know what? If you take away your own emotion there for just a moment, and if you are sad or whatever, go out and do something for somebody else, not just a good deed, but find somebody that needs something, not just a kid on a toy, but that could be it, but find something to help somebody at this time of year to make them have a little bit better day, at least for that one day.
Exactly, and I love that. Now, Robin and Elf, I see you working. I see we have some callers on the line. We're going to go to the phone line to our callers. We're going to go to 864-279. You're in the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 864-279, you're on the air. I think we got some callers listening in. Thank you, guys. Listening in, and we appreciate it so much. And we know that you've really been getting some great feedback from your movement, and I want to say congratulations to that as well.
Thank you. It's all about that is exactly it. The movement, the repression of elves, leave a cookie for an elf. You know, everybody leaves a cookie and they leave things for the reindeer, but nobody leaves anything for an elf. So we're just asking, you know, we like cookies too. We make cookies. We bake great cookies. So leave a cookie for an elf.
Exactly. Now, tell us, what was your very first song that you created?
My first song was actually called Magic from Elves, and basically it just lets people know a little bit about stuff that we do that people may not think about. And actually, I made the song, and it really started Christmas Kronk. After I did the song, people were like, oh, wow, and we want you to complete the album. And at that point, I was like, the album? And it just developed into that. And after doing Magic from Elves and then going into the Elf Lean and the Rhythm of Christmas Spirit, and I got the boom, then it was developed into not only one album, but two.
That's amazing. Well, we have that track here, Robbie the Elf. We're live, Magic from Elves. Here we go.
we
go. Yo, yo, Robert the Elf here kicking, representing, straight up jamming from the north side. Y'all check this out. I got something for you. Kick it. When Santa was a little boy, he didn't have himself a toy. He didn't have anything to play around, but he didn't let it get him down. He always stayed positive because he knew he was marrying Mrs. Claus. And there together they made magic appear. Then Santa got eight tiny reindeer on Donner, on Blitzen, on Wonder and Bo, singing off with Rudolph and his big red nose.
RobbieTheElf.com.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, I mean, you are bringing it. And just congratulations on just all that you do. And I know you have just a few weeks and big days ahead. You have big days ahead. And we got to keep going. You got to get this music out, you know?
That's right. That's right. We got we're going to Chicago and Atlanta and Los Angeles and seeing if we can pump this up, pump up Christmas Crawl.
Exactly. Now, have you ever thought about, I would say, dipping into any other area or any other style of music?
I've never did any other style of music. Now, I did do, people asked me, you said, well, that's all you do is Christmas. So I did do one song, I don't know if you heard it or not, that's not Christmas, called Don't Hate. I figured if I'm not going to write about Christmas, the best thing I could write about is Don't Hate. So I did do one song about that. But everything I do is Christmas-related. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's sad, but it's always Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas, that's what it's all about. It is. We're just so glad to have you here tonight, and I know it feels good to do what you love, and people reaching out to you from across the globe. Since we have said you were coming on the show, it's so many people that have really been hitting us up and excited, giving feedback. I love that. How does it feel to have all that support?
Oh, I love it. I just appreciate making people smile and making music that you know, I've seen had kids at nurseries jumping up and down. I've had people at retirement homes really like it. So I'm really fortunate and blessed that I can make music that people can enjoy, and just hopefully people can listen, at least listen to it and make a decision for themselves.
Well, I just want to say congratulations, and I'm going to continue to support your movement and really push it. You know,
thank you. I appreciate it. That's right, and we're not done with this. I mean, we're going to do this year, and then next year go right back in the studio and finish recording music that I've written, and then I hadn't had time to record. I've got songs about Kris Kringle, Cheese Whiz, different songs, and it just blow people's minds and different things that different sounds and different things that people had never heard of before.
And I do want to tell everybody too, they definitely have to go and check out your website. It is amazing. So much music, videos. Go ahead and tell them where they can find all your information.
Everything's at RobbieTheElf.com. You can just Robbie the Elf, Google it, yo. Robbie with a Y, like yo. But RobbieTheElf.com, you can go straight to there, and you can click go to YouTube from my site and see all my videos. You can go and connect with me on Twitter or Facebook straight from my website. You, like you said, you see the videos. You can license my music from there. You can book me for entertainment, for live shows, kids' parties, corporate events, nightclubs, TV, radio, anything right there from the site. So everything's right there. Everything's self-sufficient. You can join my fan club. Everything's right from RobbieTheElf.com. And it's fully animated. It's fully animated.
Well, Robbie the Elf, we got one more song, and it's that Elf Lean. We've been already having it in rotation. We've been playing it. And I definitely want to play that tonight here. But here we go with the Elf Lean. Stay tuned. The Nicky Rich Show.
Yo, yo, it's Robbie the Elf. Gonna show you a new kind of crop called Christmas. So y'all come get up on the dance floor. I'm here to introduce you to a brand new dance where you swivel your hips and raise your leg on demand. Santa can't do it, nor Mrs. Claus. The reason they can't do it, they haven't seen it at all. The act has been around for many a years, but no one's ever seen it unless you have 20 ears. It's only been done among ourselves. Yes, the favorite dance among us elves. You've done all the other dances of bringing the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf lane. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lane. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you haven't stumbled, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lane. Now y'all get on up, and I'll show you how to do it. Here we go.
First you move to the left, and then swivel to the right. Okay, now lean on back, and then lift your knee high. That's all there is to it. It's really quite simple. Don't take lots of practice, well maybe just a little. The years have been done among the elf nation. Now bringing it to the people population. All this time there's been this misconception. The elves are silly. I give to you a new perception. We're really laid back. In fact, we're way cool. I'm the coolest of the cool. We don't play no fool. You've done all the other dances. I'm bringing the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf lane. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lane. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you're having trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lane.
Yo, drop the beat now. This is what we all call doing the elf lean. You've done all the other dances to bring you the new thing. This is what we all call doing the elf lean. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lean. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you haven't trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lean. The craziest cross dance you ever seen. Pick up your pants and do the elf lean. All the elves do it all at the same time. If you haven't trouble, gotta keep on trying to do the elf lean.
Elf lean, elf lean.
All right, all right. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live with Robbie the Elf in the building.
That's right, pumping up Christmas crump.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We thank you so, so much. Thank you. And I'm loving it.
I appreciate it.
We're going to keep it in rotation here on the Nikki Rich Show. It's Christmas. Christmas crump.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And people can go to YouTube and learn how to do the elf lean and see just an instructional video that I have there and show them how to do it. And then actually when people do it and they get it down pat, they can do a video response and put it up, and we'll have a little collection of people doing the elf lean on there.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to check it out. If you haven't checked it out, go to it now. And what is your official website where they can go to?
It's RobbieTheElf.com. It's Robbie with a Y like yo, RobbieTheElf.com. Robbie the Elf, yeah. Just Google it, yo.
Well, you know, we had a chance to get a little freestyle the other night. Can we get one again tonight?
Oh, let's see what we can do here. Hey, yo, get it. Attention, I just came here to mention, if you're missing, then listen, this is my kind of Christmas. Hey, yeah, that's what this is. I'm Robbie to the Elf, and the rap game's my business. Bringing beats so sweet, and exquisite. I could bring a chill feel, yet the thing is, I'm busting rhymes, it blows your mind into cheese whiz. Can I get an whoa.
That's what it is. We're live. Nikki Rich Show. You never know. You just never know.
Never know.
We're getting in tonight.
You got to remember, it's like this. We'll do one more. Hey, oh, yeah, I used to work for Santa stuffing stockings, so, but there ain't no stopping. No. I'm Robbie the Elf, and I make Christmas popping. Whoa. Don't forget, Robbie with a Y like yo.
All right, Robbie the Elf. Getting it in tonight. That's what I'm talking about. And we're just so glad to have you here tonight. And we're going to continue to, like I said, support your movement. And
I
we
appreciate
thank you so
you.
Much.
I appreciate you. I thank you more than so. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And we also would like to welcome you back before Christmas. Can we do that?
That'd be awesome. I'm gonna stay in the upstate. I got shows this Sunday at the Terrence in Greenville. They call it Greer. I call it Greenville. It's on the edge. And then I'll be back in Greenville the Saturday night before Christmas at Fontaine with Fontaine, Steve Fontaine. And
okay.
We'll be there here. So yeah. Yeah, you and I'll get together, and we'll definitely get back together before the holiday's over.
Okay. And also, in case anybody wanted to contact you via Twitter, where can they go to?
Twitter is Robbie the Elf. Facebook, Robbie the Elf. Everywhere is Robbie the Elf. Everything's the same. I make it simple. So just type in anything. You type in my name on any music site, and there I am.
And also, Robbie the Elf,
We always ask our artists that's tuned in, if you would don't mind giving us a quick drop real quickly, a shout out to the Nicki Rich Show. Let them know who you are. And shout out to Nicki Rich Show. We'll play it in our future shows.
Sure. Yo, yo, this is Robbie the Elf, and you're listening to the Nicki Rich Show. Happy holidays, yo.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Robbie the Elf. And we always, always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate you. You have a good time and a good night, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. And you're just rocking with Robbie the Elf.
Kicking the flag, but that makes you wanna jump. How real?
listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Miss Dana Marie, and that was none other than Top Notch Girl. Right now, we're going to go to Body Rockin'. Body Rockin' new music from Juke. So check it here, sir. On the Nikki Rich Show.
Body rock, body rock. Body rock, body rock, body for body rocking, girl. You got that body for body for body rocking, girl.
Body rock,
that body for body for body rocking, girl.
Body rock,
that body for body for body rocking, girl.
Body rock,
that body for body for body rocking, girl.
Body rock,
the place. You know my taste. Long hair, dimples on the face, and high heels followed up with a slender waist. You got that tang. Off the chain, scoping you out at a distance like a target sitting at a shooting range. The way you're walking, girl, it's like a top model. I'm not curious to understand why every guy wants to stop and follow. That's no questions, girl, but I have the obsession, girl. Bring your girls to VIP so we can body rock in my section, girl.
You got that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Everywhere, I must admit the kid is hypnotized. So are these jealous guys, they want my prize. Take your tongue off the floor because you got this after two damn tries. I got that thing juicy, she got my thing stupid. Now touch your toes and keep on, keep on, keep on moving. Shout out the DJs, two bottles in my hand. She asked me what's the plan, do what's in the chorus, I'll kiss your tan.
You got that body, but body, but body. Girl,
body rock
that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Body rock that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Body rock that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Body it's rock, like body ecstasy, rock. You have me rolling. It's like ecstasy, you got me
rolling.
It's like a coupling into white cups.
White
you
cup.
Make me wanna lean, like.
Hold up.
Let's go to Mardi Gras and get some beads. I'm in a Mercedes getting some dough down in. You know the moto. Girl, YOLO. I like it up and down. Let's call it yo-yo. Coca-licious. Let's nest quick. Wake up the breakfast and jam up your biscuits. I like that. You like that.
You like that.
Now bring it back.
Now bring it back.
Mama
the other top pillow. All about my figures, all about my thrillers. It ain't about the money, it's really not my business. Hustling relentless, back and forth like tennis. I don't take the time to even write down my sentence. No time for drifting, all my time is pressing. Flow from my soul like I'm pouring out a beverage. Okay, that's just how I lived it, but way less selfish. The pain out my mouth like I came from the dead.
Leave a man at home if you know the lane, cause the goons out here and they bustin'. Run around town, she bustin'. She don't fuck around, she bustin'. Down, she bustin'. She don't make a sound, just bustin'. Still turned up like hustles on, hope they love it. Leave a man at home if you know the lane, cause the goons out here and they bustin'. Love, love, little chick from the south.
Down south.
Let her play game with that.
Say what?
Stay wet like a shower. I'ma bend her over here first on the couch, okay? Now get on the bussy, bussy. She'll do the whole team like. Introduce that to the starlight, touch, you can catch up. No, no mustard. Oh, ho, ho, my God, we coast, coast. One word, it's over.
So,
the gon' pop no soda.
Like what?
Getting roost up in a row.
In a row.
You know they love. Gon' bust for a little hit that, flip that, let my whole thing get up.
Let 'em get up.
We on. If you know the lane, cause the goons out here and they bustin'. Work around town, she bustin'. She don't fuck around, she bustin'. Now she bustin'. She don't make a sound, just bustin'. Still turned up like on, hope they love it. Be a man at home if you know the lane. Cause the goons out here and they bustin'. I ain't still cut dope like Russian. Lost count of all the clothes, I'm
down.
Now we don't fuck with a dozen. How the hell you get a thong with a button? Push it one time, she bustin'. Try my bitch, just special.
Turkey,
tell her get with a condom. I ain't so disrespectful. Keep that Maggie in my left shoulder. You can't deny that I'm blazing. That rooster get me so high. I swear the sky is my basement. More moolah, more problems. Only big nose. Haitian. Can't pop in my kitchen with that bum sauce on your apron. Roll around town, she bustin', bro. She don't fuck around, she bustin'. Down, she bustin'. She don't make a sound, just bustin'.
Down.
Still turned up like. Hustles on, hope they love it. Be a man at home if you know the lane. Cause the goons out here and they bustin'. Run around town, she bustin'. She don't fuck around, she bustin'. Down, she bustin'. She don't make a sound, just bustin'. Still turned up like. Hustles on, hope they love it. Be a man at home if you know the lane. Cause the goons out here and they bustin'.
I said, get on the molly, she bustin'. Get on his ass, she bustin'. Did she go to sleep right after that? And I'm still up, smoke gram after gram. Yo, while on my Instagram, like Woodstock, I got plenty of bands, and I be putting in work in them. She should add me to her dental plan. It's me and kid, and we still work bricks. All my
buy, just like they were purchased. And I got that work, like we were in service. It's bling, 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 everything. Yeah, that mean we perfect.
Play perfect.
Run around town, she bust. She don't look around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust.
Down.
Still turned up like. I hope they love it. Be a man at home if you know the lane. Cause the goons out here and they bust. Run around town, she bust. She don't look around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust. Still turned up like. I hope they love it. Be a man at home if you know the lane. Cause the goons out here and they bust.
My top, it's Tyree. K Kemp, it's Tyree. My top.
You're listening to new music from Tyree, and that was Bussin'. To everybody that's tuned in, we bring it every night. New music, awesome and amazing artists and guests. Tonight, it was Motivated Mondays. If you missed it, we had the CEO in the building of Geechee Girl, known as Miss Erica Alcox, as well as the Metro not only Geechee Girl, but she's also Miss Nerdy Girl. And you know her as Miss Lene Robinson Bryant. And we ended it tonight with our next special guest. You know him as Robbie the Elf. He is that number one Christmas crunk elf based out of South Carolina. And I do want to let everybody know, feel free, you can go back and listen to this episode on podcast. If you want to go back to podcast and iTunes, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. We will have it up there, NikkiRichShow.com. And we just thank everybody. We thank everybody for their love, their support, and thank you for giving feedback on our artists as well. And if you have any songs that you like, please feel free to email us in regards to the artists. We welcome feedback and let us know what's going on. And we thank you so much. And be sure to tune in to the Nikki Rich Show Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We get it in every day. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. It is Celebrity Tuesdays. You never know who's going to call in. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Also at Nikki R Show. And you can also go to Facebook, facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. If you want to be a part of The Nikki Rich Show, hit us up, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. And be sure and check out nikkirichshow.com. And we end by saying we wish you all the best. That's what we always do. Much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. And we end by saying God bless. Continue to push forward. And we want to also say, be safe out there during the holidays. Much love. Nikki
Reeves.
This is now the Hottest Show on the internet. The Nikki Reeves Show.